Good evening. I would like to welcome everyone to this evening's meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, October 7th, 2013. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. Would like to excuse, first of all, Councilmember Dave Richens, who is out of town on city business. And we'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Tommy Foster of the Harmony Community Baptist Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Samuel Phelps of Troop 871. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Almighty God, we come before you today thanking you for our nation, and we pray for our nation now. We ask that you'd be with those that are leaders, and we pray for our city of Mesa. We pray for those that are on the council. We ask that you would grant them wisdom and help them in the decision making. Thank you for all the service people within our city. Thank you for their duties and responsibilities, their faithfulness to them. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. Your presence always makes a difference. And we look to you and thank you for looking to us. For this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. The first item of business on the agenda will be the a consent agenda, and it will be read into the record by the voice you just heard. Continuing on, Mr. Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Colon Cancer Alliance, one-day charitable event, Saturday, November 9th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for National Kidney Foundation of Arizona, one-day charitable event, Saturday, October 19th, 1924 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Friday, October 25th, on McDonald from Main Street to Pepper Place. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Big Sticks Fine Cigars, 1027 North Dobson Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for the Brass Tap, 1033 North Dobson Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Mesa Community Family Restaurant, 535 North Country Club Drive. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase 23 replacement vehicles for various city departments. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4B, act on 3-year term contract for traffic signal pole painting services for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the local streets sales tax. Item 4C, act on contract for Falcon Field Airport runway guard light system and airport visual aid upgrades. Funding is from FAA and ADOT grants combined with the city's required local matching funds from the adopted fiscal year 13-14 Falcon Field Capital Program. Item 4D, act on 3-year term contract for magnesium anodes for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase 180 new waste and recycling receptacles for the Cub Spring Training Facility as requested by the Engineering Department. This purchase is funded by the Spring Training Bond Funding. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase wireless point of sale system, portable food cart system, and stadium receptacles and benches for the Cub Spring Training Facility as requested by the Engineering Department. This purchase is funded by Spring Training Bond Funding. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funding made available through a grant award from the Office of Justice Programs for the DNA Backlog Reduction Program. This award is for overtime and equipment for the Police Department's Forensics Services Division. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funding made available through an award agreement with the State of Arizona, Office of the Attorney General, for the fiscal year 2014 Victims' Rights Program. The award provides salaries of two existing victim notification clerks. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute the second amendment to the Eastmark Gaylord Property Entitlements Development Agreement between DMB Mesa Proving Grounds LLC and Eastmark Commercial Holdings 1 LLC to extend performance dates and development agreement to November 2, 2018. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute the second amendment to the Eastmark Hospitality Facilities and Convention Center Development Agreement with DMB Mesa Proving Grounds LLC and Eastmark Commercial Holdings 1 LLC to extend the construction commencement and construction completion performance dates in the development agreement to November 1, 2016 and November 2, 2018, respectively. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community for the receipt and distribution of Proposition 202 funds for the Mesa Fire and Medical Department Immunization Program, Development and Sustainability Water Harvesting Project, City Prosecutor's Office Guerrero Rotary Park Revitalization Project, and the Mesa Grande Education Project. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute agreements for the purchase of electric power and energy. Item 5G, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute the amended and restated operations and maintenance agreement with Valley Metro Rail Incorporated for the Metro Light Rail Transit System. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-043, 3225 South Power Road, located on the east side of Power Road, just south of Guadalupe Road, modification of a planned area development to allow the development of a self-storage facility. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-044, the 5,600 to 6,000 blocks of South Signal Butte Road and the 10,800 to 11,100 blocks of East Williamsfield Road, located at the northeast corner of Signal Butte and Williamsfield, rezone and site plan review to allow residential development. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-045, the 800 and 900 blocks of West Southern Avenue, the 1,200 and 1,300 blocks of South Extension Road, and the 800 and 900 blocks of West Grove Avenue, located at the southwest corner of Southern Avenue and Extension Road. Rezone and site plan review to allow multi-residence development. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance amending Title 5, Chapter 10 of the Mesa City Code to adopt the changes made to the Model City Tax Code by the Municipal Tax Code Commission. The Arizona Revised Statutes requires that all Arizona cities and towns adopt the changes approved by the Commission. And Item 6E, introduction of ordinance amending various sections of the Mesa City Code, Title 5, Chapter 17, adopting the pledge debt analysis for continuation of impact fees and continuing the development impact fees as currently assessed. The ordinance is to comply with the requirements in the Arizona Revised Statutes. Mayor and Council members, these are the items in the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a member of the Council would like to remove from the consent agenda? Nicholson, any requests from the public to remove an island? Item. Why do I always say island? An item from the consent agenda.
No requests, Mayor.
No. Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented by Councilmember Kavanaugh, second by Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0. With Councilmember Richens absent, the motion carries. The next item on the agenda is items for citizens present. Are there any requests to speak?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. Have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Summers, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.